Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Climate Capital Investing in the Tools for a Regenerative Future by Tom Chee is a climate and investing focused guide that argues today's economy is misdesigned for the physical limits and feedback loops of the planet, drawing on Chee's background as a physicist, product designer, and venture investor. The book reframes economics less as a set of abstract theories and more as a design discipline that can be improved when it conflicts with reality. Its purpose is practical to help readers allocate capital, build companies, shape policy, and organize communities toward outcomes that restore ecological systems instead of extracting from them. A central organizing idea is a framework the author calls the 4 C's: critical thinking, creativity, compassion, and community, which are used to evaluate decisions under uncertainty and to avoid both climate doomism and empty optimism. Across climate destabilization, technology-driven economic reinvention, and geopolitical strain, the book aims to provide tools for building a regenerative future with measurable, real-world interventions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, economics as design grounded in physical reality. A key contribution of Climate Capital is its insistence that economic systems should be treated like designed artifacts that must obey natural laws. Rather than debating economics as if it were detached from ecology, the book emphasizes that energy, materials, land, and biological systems create hard constraints and powerful feedback loops. When incentives reward depletion, pollution, or short-term extraction, the economy may appear to function in the narrow sense of producing profits, but it becomes unstable against the realities of climate and biosphere limits. By casting economics as design, Chee invites readers to ask different questions: what are the goals, what are the constraints, what are the failure modes, and what redesigns would make the system resilient? This approach is especially relevant for investors and operators because it shifts the focus from narratives to mechanisms. Instead of treating sustainability as a side constraint, the book frames compatibility with planetary systems as foundational. The result is a mindset that encourages rebuilding markets, metrics, and incentives so that value creation is inseparable from ecological repair and long-term stability. Secondly, the 4 C's framework for allocating capital and attention, Chee's 4 C's framework, critical thinking, creativity, compassion, and community, functions as a practical compass for decision-making in complex climate and investment contexts. Critical thinking emphasizes clear problem definition, evidence-based reasoning, and the ability to test assumptions, which is essential when climate conversations can be dominated by ideology or selective data. Creativity points to the need for novel solutions and new business models, not just incremental efficiency gains. Compassion adds a human and ecological ethic, steering choices away from strategies that externalize harm onto vulnerable populations or future generations. Community highlights that durable change requires collective coordination, legitimacy, and shared ownership, especially when transitions disrupt jobs, industries, and local identities. In the book's framing, capital includes money, but also time, talent, relationships, and institutional power, so the 4 C's can be applied by investors, policymakers, entrepreneurs, and activists alike. Used together, they help readers avoid two common traps: paralysis from fear and overconfidence from techno-hype. The framework supports pragmatic action, guiding where to invest, how to partner, and how to choose interventions that scale while staying aligned with real-world constraints. Thirdly, learning from nature to build regenerative systems. Another recurring theme is using nature as a reference model for good design. The book argues that natural systems, while not romanticized, demonstrate principles of resilience, cycling of materials, and mutual reinforcement that industrial systems often violate. This perspective leads to a regenerative aim, not merely reducing harm, but rebuilding the capacity of ecosystems to thrive. In practical terms, that shifts priorities from offsets and accounting tricks toward interventions that restore soils, watersheds, coastlines, and biodiversity, while also supporting human livelihoods. By treating nature as a guide, the book challenges what it describes as economic thinking that ignores biophysical reality and encourages readers to align incentives with restoration. The emphasis on empowerment also matters instead of framing climate as only sacrifice or scarcity. The book presents regeneration as a design and investment opportunity that can mobilize communities and institutions. This does not require a single ideology. It requires disciplined attention to outcomes, feedback, and long-time horizons. For readers, the value is a clearer way to evaluate whether a project is simply less bad, or whether it contributes to net positive ecological function and long-term system stability. Fourthly, technology, AI, and robotics as enablers of restoration at scale. Climate Capital treats advanced technology as a means, not a savior, but it highlights how tools like AI and robotics can make regeneration more feasible and scalable. The book points to the possibility of automating labor-intensive restoration work, improving measurement and verification, and optimizing complex systems that involve land, energy, and supply chains. Examples discussed in public descriptions include autonomous approaches to ecosystem restoration such as large-scale mangrove planting, illustrating how robotics might increase speed and precision in ecological interventions. Importantly, the emphasis is on responsible application technology should serve ecological and social goals rather than simply accelerating extraction. This framing is useful for investors and builders evaluating climate tech because it links technical capability to system outcomes and governance. It also situates climate innovation within broader economic reinvention, where automation and AI reshape work and industrial processes. The book's design lens encourages readers to ask how new tools alter incentives and who benefits, not only whether the technology works. The takeaway is a balanced posture: welcome high-leverage tools, demand, evidence, and alignment, and integrate them into strategies that strengthen ecosystems and communities. Lastly, working through uncertainty with a build-forward mindset beyond technical solutions. The book addresses the social dynamics that determine whether societies can coordinate on a regenerative transition. Qi emphasizes practical ways of engaging with uncertainty and disagreement, including a contrast between a prove-you-wrong mindset and a build-forward mindset. In climate and economic debates, prove-you-wrong dynamics can reward point scoring, defensiveness, and fragmentation, even when participants share underlying goals. A build-forward posture focuses on creating the next workable step, integrating partial truths, and improving designs through iteration. This matters for investors, policymakers, and organizers because climate action is inherently multi-stakeholder. It involves regulation, finance, infrastructure, local communities, and international relations. The book links this to the broader set of 21st century challenges. It highlights, including climate destabilization, economic reinvention amid technological disruption, and geopolitical stability. The practical implication is that successful regenerative strategies require coalitions and adaptive learning, not just capital deployment. By presenting cognitive tools and a collaborative orientation, the book aims to increase the productivity of efforts across sectors. For readers, this topic offers a way to move from overwhelmed to disciplined action, while staying grounded in evidence and respectful of human and ecological needs. In conclusion, Climate Capital is best suited to readers who want to connect climate reality with the mechanics of investment and system change. Venture and institutional investors, climate tech entrepreneurs, policy professionals, and mission-driven operators will likely find the most direct utility. But engaged citizens and nonprofit leaders can also apply its emphasis on decision tools and coalition building. The core benefit is not a single silver bullet thesis. It is a structured way to think and act under uncertainty. By framing economics as design, the book encourages readers to stop treating markets and incentives as fixed and instead redesign them to align with biophysical constraints. The 4Cs framework adds a practical checklist for evaluating opportunities and trade-offs, ensuring that analytical rigor does not crowd out human impacts and community legitimacy. Compared with many climate books that focus primarily on warnings, moral appeals, or narrow technology catalogs, Climate Capital distinguishes itself by integrating systems thinking, investable action, and a constructive mindset for collaboration. It aims to move readers from debate to implementation, showing how capital, broadly defined, can be directed toward regenerative outcomes. For those seeking a grounded, interdisciplinary guide to building a net positive relationship with nature, it offers a pragmatic map and a set of repeatable lenses for choosing what to build next. If you would like to support Tom Qi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.